Okay, so we've had a great Skype fellowship, and now I'm going to pass the Sharon over to Kim. Kimmy.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year for 2020.
Happy New Year.
What a wonderful year we had last year. I know towards the end it got a little tough for a lot of people. The adversary really stepped up his game. I heard lots of reports back from different people how things were getting real tight, how things were being a bit of a struggle. And we were praying for you all and believing along with you. And then, of course, then I had my road traffic accident. And there's a few issues there. The airbags didn't work. The seatbelt didn't work. So, as you know, my head went through the windscreen and I really damaged my knee really badly. And being a very independent person, this knocked me for six, because I'm now having to wait for Daisy to drive me around. I call him Driving Miss Daisy. And when you're so used to getting up so early in the morning and you tidy round and you think, right, I'll go and do the shopping, and it's only like 8 o'clock in the morning, and you jump in the car and off you go. And you know, you're back by 10:30 and you got the dinner on and the afternoon to yourself. But no, because Driving Miss Daisy doesn't work like that. Driving Miss Daisy takes an hour to wake up after three or four coffees, after praying, then maybe somebody calls on Skype, and I thought we were just about to go out the door, and 20 minutes, love, 20 minutes, and then 2 hours later I'm still waiting, and it's really frustrating. So, you know, God's really taught me patience over the last couple of weeks. Patience, just, you know, take your time. There's no rush. And there certainly is no rush when it comes to Lawrence. He does everything in his stride. And I'm not belittling him in any way, because he does work hard. He does, you know, he never turned down a Skype call. Even if we're just about to go out the door and then somebody rings, he'll take that call. So it just showed me, really, where my priorities lied. And like, I'm a very family orientated, love to make sure that my husband's taken care of and the house is taken care of, and you know, then the kids, even though they're not kids anymore, they're all grown-ups with families of their own, but you know, there's a sort of a priority listing, I guess. So it's me and God, then it's Lawrence, then it's Leanne, really, and then Danny, and then Carl and their partners, and you know, and right at the very end I come in at the bottom. But it really didn't bother me. I was so blessed to be able to share my time and my energy with all of them. But then when I had this accident, I'm still not back at work. My knee's still playing up quite a bit. I haven't attempted to drive because I can't walk properly yet, so I'm not even going to attempt to get into the car, which is another eye-opener, because I think so many people expect me to just up and go. And the fact that I'm still reliant on Lawrence taking me everywhere is eating me alive. But I know that...
I love it, because we drive slowly.
Well, we were going to the mall the other day, which if as the crow flies, it is west, and he starts driving east, and I'm like, we're going to the mall, like we can't get to the mall via Bath. Excuse me, I'm going the way I like to go. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I can't hack this any longer. We get on the motorway and you're supposed to be doing like 60, 70 miles an hour, and he's doing 30 in the slow lane. Now me, I'd be out on the fast lane, whizzing around the traffic, and I'd be there. But oh no, Driving Miss Daisy, we're plodding. We could have been in a horse and cart. That's how slow we were going. But bless his heart, again, he has his way of doing things and I have mine. And it was just teaching me that, Kim, you don't know it all. You really don't. And God has humbled me down, made me have these not the palpitations are gone now. I had palpitations for about 2 or 3 days, but then suddenly the peace comes in. And when that peace comes in, you can see very clearly. You know, you're not sidetracked with things that are going on around you. And, you know, I've had messages from work that said, you know, today we had four men come in and do your job. One person, but four men took to do it. And, you know, I missed a lot of the people that I would go and visit and take their medication to. And just before I had the accident, I remember sharing with everybody on here that Lawrence said that we could do a gift basket for one person. If out of all the people I delivered to, if there was one person, and as I explained to you, unfortunately, she passed away. So when Lawrence mentioned it again to me, I said, well, the girl I work with, Nick, you know, she's had some real terrible days over the last sort of couple of days. And, you know, her guy just walked out and left her. He hadn't paid the rent for 2 months. He hadn't paid the council tax for 2 months. You can go 3 months without paying your council tax and they'll put you in prison. And he told her he'd done it. And after he got walked out and left her with these two children, it was about a week later that her landlord rang her and said, you know, I don't like to ask, but is there a problem with the rent? And obviously it was all news to her because he'd already said that he'd paid it. So she was really shocked about that. And then obviously she had letters from the council tax to say that she was 2 months in arrears. And I think she was just at the end of her tether at that point. And so all her wages on the 19th of December, she had to pay to the rent, to the council tax. That left her nothing for Christmas, nothing for the boys. She had zero in her bank. So we'd made a decision that we were going to do her these hampers of like a turkey and some vegetables and some fruit, some little nibbles for the boys, like some selection boxes and some juice and stuff like that. And obviously then I had my accident, and it was still foremost in my mind. Every day I'd wake up and, you know, I'd mention it to Lawrence, but obviously we were dependent on finances and what came in, and could we afford to do this? Was it the right thing to do? Because we always go to, even, you know, things can pull at your heartstrings, but it's not that that's what makes the decision. The decision comes from God. And, you know, my heartstrings were being pulled at because I work with her. I know how hard she works. I know what a blessing she is. Mine was quite of a heartfelt situation. And Lawrence said, you know, we take it to God. And anyway, we'd been bouncing it backwards and forwards, and we'd actually decided that if we were going to do it, we were going to do it on the Monday, which was the 23rd. Yes, 23rd of December. So Sunday night, I mentioned it again to Lawrence and he said, we'll see. And I said, well, to be real honest, if I don't go, it doesn't matter. If we don't go, it doesn't matter. You know, I've felt really rough, my knee and everything. I've had tightness in my chest. I think that was from where I hit the steering wheel. And so, you know, we left it at that. Monday morning, Lawrence is up at like 6:30 and he's brought me coffee. He said, Kim, you've got to get up. He said, all night. He said, it was like God was really putting Nick in my heart. We have to go and do these baskets. So we were at the shop at 9 a.m., which was a miracle because he's usually the last one out of the house, and it's usually around about 3 o'clock when the shops are shut in rather than when they just opened. And we were walking around and we were, you know, everything we picked up, we both look at each other and go, yes, there was none of this. I think we should get this. We just put this in the basket. God confirmed every item that we put in that trolley. And by the time we got to the checkout, I think Lawrence had heart failure. And then we went to the car and we put it into these baskets and we had to buy some extra bags. And he said, Kim, I have to go back in the shop. He said, I want to get her a card. Just to say, you know, that we're thinking of her and that this is a blessing from God. This isn't from Kim and Lawrence, this is from God. And he drew £50 out of the bank and he also put £50 in this card. And we drove to work. And obviously I hobble in and they're all pleased to see me. And, oh my gosh, we've been so worried about you, so concerned. And then Nick saw us with this great big hamper of fruit and vegetables and a hamper of meat. And then the bags of stuff for the boys. And she just broke down and cried on the spot. And all the girls I worked with had tears in their eyes. Like, what a wonderful thing to do. Like, oh my God. Like, it was just a real special godly moment. And then Lawrence told her to open the card. And
I didn't want her to chuck it away thinking there was nothing.
Yeah, it was just a Christmas card. So he said to her, you need to open the card. And when she opened it, he said, that's God told me to put that in there as well. And that's for the bits that you needed that we didn't put in the basket. And again, mega tears. And like, it just really, like, you know, when you do something that is God inspired, It blesses your socks off, man. And then we had some people that was raising money for these children in Africa. Brendan McNally. And he was asking for contributions because he was actually going to use the money to set up a well.
It cost
$2,000 to get this well dug so that these children, instead of walking like 3 hours to the well with these cast iron pots or whatever, these clay pots on their heads, and then 3 hours back again, that they could have this well dug in their village. And we had the videos back. We sent £100, which I think is about $120. And so we'd already given our abundant sharing, then we blessed Nick, then we blessed the African children, and we contributed to the well. And, you know, that when we have needs as individuals, when we have needs, we take those needs to God. And God uses whatever means is available to him. Now, we were the only means for Nick. So if we got inspired by God and we didn't follow it through, she would have gone without.
Yeah. Maybe we were the only ones that
got... Maybe we were the only ones that God inspired to do that. Now, this was where we were looking afterwards, when we blessed her with this and we were driving home. Lawrence said, you know, Kim, God put that in your heart weeks ago, before the accident. Then you have the accident and the adversary has given you a right knock. And then you just said, well, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. He said, but God's relying on us. He inspired that thought. So we need to follow it through, because if we don't, if he tells someone else and they're not listening, that need will go unmet. So when he said that, it started to make more sense to me. And then I thought about these children in Africa. You know, Brendan had this great thought, a thought that came from God. How many people thought, yeah, I'm going to give to that, and then didn't? But there was enough people that he told that it was raised that $2,000, that well got dug, and those kids were lavishing in water for Christmas Day, which was phenomenal. So, you know, when we give, and that giving is directly from God, you will see the benefits. There are thousands of people out there right now praying. Amber prayed, if God, if you're there, then you need to send someone. And Danny walked by and said, did you know God loves you? Unbeknown to us, he was going to marry her. And they've been together 10 years now. But like, God inspires us. If we just walk by that situation, or we decide we're not going to speak at that precise moment, that need goes unmet. Or the need will get met further down the line, but it may be too late. See, God works within us both to will and to do of his good pleasure, not our good pleasure. We are like vehicles that are the communication.
Amen.
And we have to be ready to communicate. When God inspires us, we got to be ready to move. Now, you know, we can all say, here I am, Lord, send me. They're words. But it's the actions that really connote.
Amen.
And then you see the blessings. So, you know, we're at the end now, and we're into, well, it's the 2nd of January 2020. And I really do want to be that, here I am, Lord, send me. I am your vehicle, and I will communicate. Because over the last sort of 3 weeks, I have really seen how God moves, how he works in my heart. Only because I've not been rushing here, there, and everywhere. I've had time to sit back, chill, maybe chilled a little too much.
Watch me.
Ate too many mince pies and fresh cream. But having that peace to be able to see the needs, to see where people are at, to have time to spend, to pray for people. We had a wonderful Christmas and New Year. We spent it with the family, just like Mike and Norma. We had the kids here Christmas Day for Christmas Day
couldn't
dinner.
Get rid of Maya.
Yeah, Maya wouldn't leave. She continued to stay over. We finally got her home last night, but she was back up here today. but having us all sat around that kitchen table, and my mum as well, and the grandchildren, and just loving one another, you know, spending time with one another, giving gifts, seeing people's faces, like Leanne. Oh my goodness, the gift she gave me and Lawrence, her heart and soul went into those gifts. So basically,
I put a picture up on my cover, Facebook cover, of my mum.
Yeah. So basically, she got portraits done, and she found pictures of my dad, and she found a beautiful picture of me, and then one of Maya and one of Vinny, and she sent them to this guy that does hand drawings, and he's actually put the four of us together, so me and my dad, because obviously my dad passed away, he didn't get to see his great grandchildren, but what a phenomenal thing. And when I opened it, well, the tears, the heart that she'd put into that one gift, you know, it really showed. And she did the same for Lawrence, his mum, and Lawrence, and then the two grandchildren as well. So beautiful, beautiful gifts. And that's the type of thing, you know, when you're that close as a family, that you sort of know what would really bless that person. And she really did. I think the others were a little jealous that they didn't think of it, but there we go. And so we had a wonderful time, absolutely wonderful time. And then New Year's Eve, it was just me and Lawrence and Maya, and unfortunately Maya fell asleep about 11:45, didn't she? But at 12:00 I'm in the office with Lawrence, and he's praying in the new year, and what an awesome prayer that was. We could see the fireworks going off in London and everybody cheering and shouting. And but, you know, knowing that you're praying in that year, and that God's going to do some mighty things this year, as Jason said, you know, not just in our areas, but in the whole of the UK and Europe and over in India and Nepal, and also USA. Over in America. You know, the we own this world, guys, right? The adversary may be the God of this world, but our God is bigger and better. Right, he owns this world. He created the heavens and the earth. So greater is he this in us than he this in this world. So we just got to get out there, you know, really feeling inspired and led by God, just to really see our desires come to pass. Like Lawrence said about doing a journal, you know, writing things down as God inspires you. That would have been the first thing I'd have put in that journal, was that hamper. you know, because it's very, it's so easy to be tricked out. So easy. You know, just that accident and then not feeling 100% and just thinking, well, okay, well, if we don't do it, it doesn't matter. It did matter. It really had an impact on that girl's life. And how are we expected as Christians to be Christ-like when we're not doing those Christ-like things? You know, and just letting them know that there is help there. And that God, I mean, they know what I'm about. They know what Lawrence is about. They know, you know, they'll ask questions about God and how do you pray and, you know, how do you get your answers to prayer? And they ask these things. And like they'll say, oh, my right hand's itching. What does that mean? Or my left hand's itching. And,
God,
you know,
disease.
I said that to one of them. I said, well, you know, that's the worldly thing. You know, is it money in and money out if your hand itches, whichever hand? No. Money in and money out. You go to God. You tell God what your needs are. So, you know, there's always the opportunity to just let them know what God has to offer rather than what the world has to offer. But, you know, and I really, really, really do inspire you to let that peace dwell within first. You know, just take time to have those quiet moments. You know, I harped on about that movie, The War Room. Absolutely phenomenal how that woman had her cleaned out her closet and turned it into her prayer room, you know, and just watching how this woman prayed and how God brought those prayers to pass really helps to build faith, you know, because when you start to see your prayers coming to pass, that really does give you a boost in that faith that, yes, God is with you, never leaves you or forsakes you. Right, you got born again and you received that Holy Spirit with Christ within. That Christ within doesn't pop in and out. It's there until Christ, Jesus Christ comes back. So you'll never feel alone. Even if you feel alone, you aren't alone. You know, the adversary has ways of making us feel that we're the only ones going through situations, or that, you know, certain things around us are happening only to you. That's rubbish. If it's happening to you, you can guarantee it's happening to many other people too around about. Because the adversary's got nothing new, right? He can only use what has been used before. And he plays good with his tricks, makes you think that you're standing alone, but there are other people out there, you know, other people out there feeling like you feel. So you just continue to hold on in there, give it to God and watch your prayers come to pass. And again, be careful what you pray for. You know, make sure you're ready to receive it. But, you know, when we have that peace, when we've got peace, and I mean the Prince of Peace dwelling within us, that we can see very clearly what our path ahead is, then the joy comes. And that joy, knowing that whatever's ahead, that God has your back, that Christ is in you and around you, and that if you needed 40,000 angels, that God could send them. You are not alone. So you just keep going to that Heavenly Father. You pour your heart out to Him, and when He inspires you, I really encourage you to write it down, and then you watch it come to pass. And you are the only person that stops the movement of the word. It's only you that will stop speaking. So when God inspires you, don't worry about what's going on around you. You just speak. Don't be the one that holds you back. Right? The adversary is good at that. You declare to God, no, God, here I am, send me, and I will do your debating. I will go out there. I will get in with the people. I will let them know who you are. I will let them know about your son, Jesus Christ. And you watch. You watch the whole area of where you live change overnight. You know, Lawrence is known up here as the preacher man because he's out there preaching. But, you know, we got that gift of Holy Spirit. And like Lawrence shared earlier, somebody took the time, somebody took the energy and the love to teach us. So we can do the same for someone else. So that's what I want to share. Happy New Year, everyone. Have a truly wonderful week. You know, giving your desires to God, writing it down, seeing it come to pass. And let's have more wonderful testimonies on our Skype fellowship, just on the way that God is working within us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. How we go to God, you know, seek Him and you'll find Him, knock and He will answer. And He will show you great and mighty things that you know not. So let's plough ahead this year, 2020, having a real vision is clear to see where God's going to lead us and guide us. So
amen. Bless your heart. And you know, the one thing Kim was sharing about the giving, like, it's nice to, when God shows you to give, like with this well and these guys in Africa. But the biggest thing that we could do, if anyone's going to Africa or anywhere where the, you know, the things are difficult, is to teach the leaders to honor God.
Yeah.
And to teach the leaders to teach their people with whatever they do have, even if it's an egg or a potato, to honor God. And we, you know, God gives so that we can give, so that He multiplies. God doesn't need your finances, right? I think there's a record in the Old Testament where God says, you know, about the, you know, the children of Israel, they were tithing, they were giving offerings. But God was saying, look, you know, I don't need, he said, if I get hungry, will I tell you? He said, no. Like, God gave that for their blessing, so that they could prosper. And so this era of giving, I'll end it off with the giving. I want you to think about your giving, because God wants you to prosper, and He's given you seed to sow, and you need to sow it wisely and with Him, and God will show you where to sow your seed. And if you want to prosper, if you want to have an abundance so that you're blessed and you're also blessed to be a blessing, that's what we are. We just need to manifest it. So if you think in Deuteronomy 28, it says that, you know, if you listen to the voice of the Lord your God, you know, you're going to be blessed to be a blessing, right? Read Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14 or 1 to 15. Well, in Ephesians, it says we're already blessed with all spiritual blessings. Now, they're spiritual blessings which need to be manifested in the senses realm. And so it's as we apply and do and use the wisdom of God that we start to manifest these spiritual blessings, which are rightfully ours, like healing, abundance, and open doors, and all the other things. Because we got to remember that is by the grace of God, that God does the work. He provides and work in our hearts what to do. But He does the work. He's going to bring the laborers. He's going to bring the abundance. But if, as long as we're doing our part, then He can do His part so that we can bring glory to Him. Not glory to ourselves, but glory to Him. So we love you. Happy New Year 2020 and a happy new decade. Unless the Lord comes back. And even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We love you guys. And have a great week. And we look forward to next Skype fellowship. And we'll be keeping you all in our prayers. And consider the things that we've said, because they're very important to begin this new year. Very important. And, you know, I just believe that in my heart, as I speak right now, by the Spirit of God, that, you know, some people need to make their mind up in the era of giving. And if you do that, you will prosper, because that's the will of God concerning you. So, who would like to close out of a word of prayer?
Father, thank you. Go ahead.
Carry on, Mike.
Okay. Father, thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. Thank you for the work that Laura and Kim are doing. Thank you for blessing them and for blessing us. Thank you for helping us to take the heart of the word that was shared tonight from these great hearts. Thank you for this new year being a powerful year of miracles, a powerful year of power, a powerful year of seeing you work dynamically in each and every one of us and in our families. Thank you for a year of healing, deliverance, breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. We thank you that we can humble ourselves by casting our cares upon you and stop trying to figure all this out on our own. Thank you, Father. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Would someone else like to pray?
Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, too, for every believer that's been on this call. Father, you know what the needs are. You know where we need to be spiritually, and you know where we need to grow. And I just lift that to you in the coming weeks. And I just thank you, Father, that even the thought that this could be the last Christmas on this earth, and it's just an amazing thought, just knowing that your Son's going to return. And so we just thank you for that and for all the prayers that everybody's prayed, Father. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
They're beautiful. And it really could be the last one. So would someone like to manifest? A couple of people manifest, please.
Lord, that I, the Lord thy God, have called thee out. I have called you from the very foundation of the world. I have known you and have planned for you. For you, my children, are my children. I have things for you that you will shine in this world, that will show you as mighty and peculiar to the world, that they might know that there is a living God, one who walks this earth looking to bless and to take care of the people that are mine. For you are my shining lights. You are my heart. There is nothing that I won't do for you. For I, the Lord thy God, am a mighty God, but I am a jealous God, and you are mine, and I am yours. So trust in all that I have for you. Know that I, your God and Father, will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you at all times, even while you sleep, my children. I wait for you to wake so that we can walk through the day. My children, I am a God who has nothing but love and compassion for you. So stand and be bold and be courageous. For you, my children, are victors. You, my children, are the ones who are for me, and I am for you.
Someone else.
Go forth boldly into this world, my children, and love. Love with all your hearts, and be at peace knowing that I am your God. And know that my Son, Jesus Christ, has already paid the price for everything that will go before you, God. And just go forth lovingly with pure hearts.
Beautiful. And Frank, would you also bring forth a word of prophecy? And then Pedro, would you close out of a word of prayer?
You are my children. I have given you my word, and you are bold, you are loving, you are wise, you are strong, because you are connected to me, and I send you to cast out devil, to heal the sick, to be my children, and to be as a light of the world, to be salted. You truly are the children I wanted. Stand fast, stay faithful, give financially, because I have given you all things, and I continue to prosper you and to love you and to take care of you. You are my children. I love you.
And Father, I thank you for this wonderful time we had, for our hearts being now strengthened in the words you gave us tonight. And also I thank you, Father, for this family of ours, your children, this body of Christ we are in, for you make it grow and make it shine on this world, and each one of us in love edifying each other. I thank you, Father, for this being a year where we manifest you in our lives and gave praise and glory to you through your mighty work in us, so that we can give testimony, not of ourselves, but you and your Son in us. And I now claim in the name of Jesus Christ, for whatever it's going to be needed for each one of us here and others that are not here yet now, to you, for you to work mightily in our understandings and work mightily in our hearts and strengthen our believing, so that we can answer and follow to your answer and do what you wish us for us to do, Father. I gave you all the ones who has a heart for you, for your family, for your willing, so that we strengthen us and great power and might, so that the world see it through the church that we are, the ones you choose and call through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we, as your sons, walk boldly in this world, shining as lights that we are already, because you made us like that, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy, for make us walk on that light and bring it to others to deliver their lives from the darkness, as we delivered us already. And I thank you, Father, also for the privilege and an honor of knowing all these and having these wonderful brothers and sisters who has these hearts for you and for us. And we all together among us with you, Father, live this great love we may you made for us, Daddy. Thank you for that, in the name of our Lord and your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And the cat was speaking in tongues for you as you was praying.
Yes, he was, boy.